sick of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from not so sunny California. Can you believe it actually drizzled over the weekend? It drizzled. I cannot, just enough to mess up your car if you had it washed, which I was going to get it washed on Friday, and I didn't do it. And I'm so glad I didn't, because when I got up Saturday morning, it was drizzling out there. And it was cold. The whole weekend was cold. It was cold all day yesterday. And so the sun is just having a really hard time peeping through all this cloud covering that we're getting here. So we're just not getting any sun. We're just below what we're supposed to be as temperatures go for the area that I'm in. So that was the weekend. But all in all, we got things done because we had a busy weekend. And so we did get things done that we needed to have done in the coolness of the weather. So I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you did everything you wanted to do while still being safe out there. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, I'm sure that a lot of you have projects that you're working on. And I want you to determine who is, because you may have people working with you. So you need to discern who is with the project or who is not really with the project, but they're working on it. But they're not, you know, their heart is not in that project. You already know that. But they're there working on it. And what I want you to consider today, that anyone that is not on board with your project, basically they should not be working on your project. They should not be. Because your project will run a lot smoother if everybody is on board with what the end result is going to be. It will run much smoother. Like, you know, I had things to do this weekend, so everyone was on board. Everyone was on board as to the end result of what we wanted things to be at the end. And so you have to make sure, because everybody is not, unfortunately, everyone is not gonna be for your leveling up. They're just not. And that's just human nature on some people's part, that they are happy with the status quo and they're going to stay there. They're not going to try to advance. They may talk to you about having goals and stuff, but they're never going to reach those goals. They're not, because they're scary. They're scary people, and they're just not going to step out in faith, because they don't have enough faith in themselves to move forward. So they're gonna always like be in the background of what you're doing. And they're gonna be the naysayers. They're gonna be the ones that tell you you should not do something. They're always gonna be the ones that they're gonna tell you that you shouldn't do it. They don't think it's a good idea. And that's them projecting them onto you. That's them gaslighting, basically. And they're gonna tell you you're selfish. They're gonna tell you all kind of stuff like that. But they're not on board with your project, and they should not be involved in your project, basically. So you need to discern who is actually working with you on your project, and those that are not on board with the end result of what you're trying to get to, they don't need to be working on your project with you. And that's just a fact right there. You know, everyone's not gonna be in your cheerleading section. They're just not. No matter how hard we would like for people to be, they're not. Because the one thing that I think we forget as creatives is everyone doesn't have your vision. You have the vision and you're implementing the vision. They don't have the vision, okay? They don't have the vision. So therefore, their understanding is limited. And because their understanding is limited, then they act accordingly. But the one thing you don't want them to do is hinder you from moving forward. You don't want to do that. Because at the end of every level, while you're getting to your next level, there's always going to be that space in between. There's always going to be a space in between. Between the level you're on and the level you're trying to get to. There's always that empty space right there. That dormant space. And those people will fill up that dormant space and you will not move forward. So you want to consider who is really on your team. And those that are not on your team, then they don't need to be there, basically. You can remove them from your team. Because you have a destination that you're trying to get to. You're on a journey. You have a destination. And the longer you linger, and not move forward, the longer it takes the manifestation of what you're trying to do. Okay, so keep that in mind. Consider that as you're moving, maneuvering through the world here. Consider that. Because the Creator will always send people that are going to jump on board with the vision. And those people are 100% for the vision. They may not have all the details of the vision, but they have an idea of the end result that you're trying to get to. And those people are temporary. They're not permanent on the vision. They're temporary. They're like God sent these workers in to help you get to that next level. They're temporary. Because once they have finished, they're going to move on to other things, other visions. You know, they're helpers. You know, I heard a thing over the weekend where the lady was saying that, you know, we're never alone. We're never alone because we have guardian angels that are with us from the time we're born until the time that we leave. And their job is to help maneuver us through this earth realm. Their job is basically to help us. And a lot of those are people that have passed on, people that really loved you that have passed on. You know, it could be a grandmother. It could be a dad. It could be a mom. It could be an aunt or whoever, you know. And a lot of those guardian angels are people that actually really loved you. And they're making sure that you maneuver through life. Now, I know for me, it's my dad and my grandmother. I know for me, those are two. Those are two definite. And my godmother. Those are two of my, those are my guardian angels. Those are like three of my guardian angels that are on the other side. But I know when their presence, I know when they are helping maneuver things in a certain direction. Okay. And so we have to recognize when we're getting help from our angels and from our guardian angels, because you really are not alone. You may feel like you're alone because, you know, you're in this human form and you don't see anyone that's helping you, but there's always something going on behind the scenes of your life, just so you know that. Your life is never at a stagnant, standstill point behind the scenes. It may be in the physical that it's not moving. It's like, it seems like it's stagnant and not moving. But in the unseen, it's moving. There's always something going on in the background of your life that you don't see. And there's always helpers back there that are helping to move things along. So you don't ever have to be in that consciousness that you are alone, because you're not. You have a whole team. You have a whole team, but it's up to you to recognize that you do have a whole team of guardian angels and ancestors that are helping you move forward to the next level of your journey. Okay? So just keep that like in the forefront of your mind, especially during those times when you're not seeing the results that you may want to see. And you may be feeling like, oh, I'm alone. Nobody's helping me. No, that's just your mind telling you stuff like that. That's not true. Okay. So know who's on your team and who's not on your team. It's really important, especially during this time, this season that we're in right now. Discernment is key. It's really important that you discern who is for you and who is not for you. Okay, who's on your team and who's not on your team. You know, it's discernment is key right now because of what we're going through in this third dimension of life. You know, the way things are going here on the third dimension, you know. So it's discernment is key. It's very important that you discern people in general and, you know, where they are in the atmosphere of what you're trying to do. Because if they're not part of the vision, then they don't need to be there. Plain and simple. They really don't. And I think as humans, we have a problem with distancing ourselves from people that are not really for us. You know, and that's just the way your spirit is, probably. You know, you just are that type of a person. But it's really important that you don't keep people around you that are not for you. That are not for you, because they will hinder where you're trying to go. And a lot of it has to do with their own fears. You know, people project their own fears, especially if they think that things are going to change or that you may be moving in a direction that they don't feel comfortable with because they don't see what's on the other side. People are afraid of the unknown. They are afraid of the unknown. But if we go back to scripture, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. And while we're moving through this earth realm, we're moving towards things that are not seen. And, you know, a few years back, I remember, and the replay is up still about the blueprint. You may be called to make the blueprint of what you're doing. You may be the person that's writing the blueprint for that. Okay. So therefore, everyone is not going to understand what you're doing, and that's not your problem, nor is it your business that they don't understand. Okay. Because this blueprint was given to you to write, and you're writing the blueprint accordingly by the instructions that you have received from your creator. Okay? And I'm trying to make this as really simple because it's so elementary that we miss it. It really and truly is so elementary that we miss it. Because if you look at things and look at the way people are, just, you know, become an observer as to human behavior. Become an observer of that. Why do people want to hold on to things that are not serving them? You know, it amazes me because it's like, you know, I put my car in the garage. Most people don't have room in their garage to put anything in there. They use their garage as a storage space. And that's not what the garage was meant for. The garage was meant to house your car. That's the house for your car. And it amazes me when people's cars are parked outside of their garage because there's no room in the garage because they're holding on to stuff that they are not using and that it's of no service to them and has not been. If you've had something in a box for 6 months in your garage, you need to give that stuff to Goodwill because you're not using that stuff. Why are you holding on to something that is of no service to you? And that is like that hoarding that people have, that hoarding mentality that people have where they just do not let go of stuff. They just hold on to it and they become so attached to it. That is amazing to me. It really and truly is amazing to me because why are you attached to something that you're actually going to leave here? You're not taking it with you. You came in this world with absolutely nothing. Nothing. Bare bottom. Okay? You didn't even have clothes when you came in here. You came bare bottom. And you're going to leave. Everything that you have accumulated is going to be left. You're not taking any of it with you. So the hoarding mentality and the attachment to things, that needs to be corrected. Let go of stuff. Let go of stuff so new blessings can come in. Because as long as you're hoarding, you don't have room. You don't have room for anything else to come in. Because there's no space. Where is it going to go? There's no space for it. Because you're hoarding onto stuff that have, they serve their purpose in your life. Whether good, bad, or indifferent, they have served their purpose. And it's time to let them go, to release them so that they can serve a different purpose, you know. And you may release them to Goodwill. You may release them to homeless shelters. You may release them to, you know, donation of other organizations. There's so many organizations out there that actually need donations. And it's important for us not to be hoarders, that we don't hoard things, that we know when something has expired, because everything has an expiration date. Know when something is no longer serving you and release it. Release it. Okay? So that's basically it. You know, that was on my heart this morning. And, you know, I really hope you guys consider, you know, who's on your team? And are they really for you? Are they really for you? Are they really for the end result of what your vision is? Even though they don't have the details, are they acting in accordance that lets you know that they are for the vision, even though they don't have all the details? You know, and release those things that are no longer serving you. Let them go. So have a great day, guys, and have a terrific week. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.